Emmanuel Macron visits Beirut today, where he pledges French support and urges the IMF to help too. Macron walked through the streets of Beirut, managing a crowd, urging his help in removing their government. This one of many scenes which played out following a devastating blast Tuesday, which obliterated a city port, killing at least 130 people and injuring thousands. The fire was reportedly started when explosive ammonium nitrate ignited in a warehouse. Facebook and Twitter have acted against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. And an alpine resort in northeastern Italy was on high alert. A chunk of mountain glacier could break away because of sudden high temperatures. The hovering block of glacial ice within the Mont Blanc Massif is estimated at about 500,000 cubic meters, said Valerio Segor, director of a natural risk management service in the region. He called it equivalent in size to Milan's cathedral or to a soccer field with 80 meters of ice on it. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote in Washington. Again, for more on these stories, you can visit our website at voanews.com or download our app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Another 1.2 million unemployed U.S. workers